Everybody, we are going live. We have no sponsors yet, so no fucking commercials. We are live with Umpo Coajo from... I always fuck up your last name. Always. You gotta give a white boy some credit for trying, though. But, yes, we've been trying to say...
Seems to be the stigma of white people. Seems to be the white people's stigma... their inability to pronounce my last name. It's okay though, man. It's like,
yeah, apparently that means something
in
Spanish.
I'll call you monkey or something and make up for it.
Go ahead, you know that is fair. It's fair. It's only fair that you do. So, how was your Super Bowl weekend, man? Oh, hang on a sec. We're skipping out.
You still see me well or no? Is that better?
That's better. That's better.
Can you see me?
Oh, yeah, I can see you now. Way better. Way better. Awesome.
Well, I'm trying to like myself, you know, because I know how DOP's doing now from being on a set all these years. So I'm getting a little bit of this like right here.
Are you in Toronto now, or are you still?
I'm somewhere.
Right on, right on. So, how's things been doing, man?
I can't complain.
Right on, right on. How's Falling Skies doing?
Just enjoying my time off right now, brother. We finished up season 3 December 21st. I was in Vancouver from about August 15th till about that day. Oh. So then I went home for a bit, you know, just enjoy the holiday. It's just good to see, you know, a couple friends. It's good to see my agent.
It's always good to see your agent.
Very close. And then, yeah, really. And now just enjoying the time off, man. Just kicking it, you know, just growing up with the shorty and just enjoying not having to wake up at 6 a.m.
I think everybody enjoys when they don't have to wake up that early at any point in time, period.
I'm telling you.
So,
I feel kind of spoiled.
Pardon?
Go ahead.
We spoke a bit last night. We were going to do this yesterday, and we were both at Super Bowl parties. I ended up leaving mine right before the blackout happened.
That's hilarious. You know, it's funny. I was thinking the damn shit that hard. I was taking a shower when that shit happened. I was lucky. I went in, took my shower right when halftime started, and I knew long shower, so I was just expecting to come out with the game, you know, probably halfway through the third quarter, and I come out and that shit was like, blackout. So I just remember the 49ers lights going out at Candlestick like last year. So I just started laughing at how every game they play, the lights go out.
Well, there's just been a whole whack of theories all over the internet today, and I've been listening and laughing my ass off. People are saying, it was the Illuminati. People are saying it was the city of New Orleans because they got busted this year for cheating and shit, and just all these other things, especially when you got Alex Jones, who was on Piers Morgan recently, spouting off all this shit that people are listening to.
What was he going on about? I want to hear that. What was he going on about?
With what exactly?
Well, whatever you're talking about. I'm always interested.
He went on Piers Morgan and wanted to have he started a petition to have Piers Morgan deported out of the U.S. for seditious acts against the government, for promoting gun control and taking the Second Amendment away and all this shit. So Piers found out and he had this guy on. Yet it backfired in his face completely because Alex Jones just hijacked his show for 2 segments. They were supposed to have him on for 3 straight segments, but they took him only down to 2 because he started going off about how Stalin took the guns, Hitler took the guns, Mao took the guns, and he was just going crazy on Piers Morgan. And it was entertaining, but the point he was trying to get across was to wake people the fuck up, and it did, because they saw, all right, well, why is he going off so hardcore? There has to be a reason. Let me tune into his show, hear what he has to say for the next week. People have done that, and he's had more, like, his show is geared towards like a more conservative audience as it is, and the politics in the U.S. are way more complicated than here in Canada. We don't have nearly as much corruption in the government and fucking all the other nonsense. But the thing with Alex Jones is everything has to be a conspiracy. And that's where he starts to lose credibility a little bit, because not everything's a conspiracy. And he got this Florida professor in a lot of hot water, because even the professor went on Anderson Cooper 360 and said his theory that there was crisis actors at Sandy Hook, and that the father of a grieving person was actually acting, and that there wasn't too many in-depth interviews with witnesses because the media got there late, so they had to call upon these actors to actually help sell the story to get guns banned. And it's worked for the most part.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. That's crazy. I couldn't even fathom something like that.
But the thing is they've done, the government has done this before.
Yeah, but I buy that. The U.S. government is built on lies. The U.S. government is built on lying to this people. You know, you can just go through our history and just see the foolishness in the U.S. government. It's you know, from the inception of the Federal Reserve.
Yo, yeah. That's when it started.
Right? And yeah. I'm telling people, I think there's only been two presidents to print money through their own treasury departments. I think we spoke about this last time.
Yeah, I think we did.
Lincoln was the first president to print money through his own treasury department, government's treasury department. And I think FDR was the second one.
And FDR actually went and confiscated all of the U.S. supply of gold from the U.S. people. Yes. And there's that conspiracy that Fort Knox is empty, and that's where the entire U.S. gold supply is. And that supply of gold hasn't been seen since, like, 1974 or some shit. That's the last time that Fort Knox was audited. Mm. Why the fuck hasn't it been audited? Why can't the president can't even go in there and take a peek? He has to get permission from people above him.
Dude, the foolishness doesn't just start, I guess, with whatever Fort Knox is doing. If we're going back to the FDRs, we're going back to, you know, say, you know, the Great Depression and literally when the currency started to fluctuate, or at least the appearance of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's when they pulled the gold from the currency. You remember every American note said redeemable for its value
in gold. Gold, exactly, yes.
Right? And then I think it was the World Bank or something, the Brit, I could be wrong.
I think it's Central Bank of something. I'm not sure.
Central Bank started to pull the gold, and I just think it all went downhill from there. You had the Federal Reserve pulling the currency in circulation, and that's, to me, how you make it appear as though there's no money. You literally just stop printing money.
Oh, yeah.
it's like, the, I don't know. But.
Which they're actually already starting to phase shit out here in Canada. Like, today was the first day that the penny is officially been phased out. Pennies are no longer.
Penny, man.
It's gone.
Like, listen to me. So hold on. Let's clarify. As of today, they will no longer produce it.
They
will no longer produce the penny.
They will.
Or there's no value to it anymore.
There is no value to your pennies. All your pennies are actually being. They're asking people to donate them to charities, and those are the only people who are, I guess, the pennies are going to be worth. Or if you take them to a bank.
Right. I saw some stupid charity thing on TV where the Jonas Brothers is talking about donate your pennies so a kid in Africa could drink water. The fuck out of here with that bullshit, man. I was like, what? They're talking about what was it? How much money in pennies? Something like $10 in pennies or something like that.
That's bullshit.
Hold on. And then you gotta take it to your local RBC so the bank is involved.
Wow. So they get a cut. Right? Exactly.
Right when I saw the bank being involved, I was like, ah, okay. I was like, fuck y'all. I'm keeping my pennies. I got a big ass bag of those motherfuckers at my house. All right? I'm so holding on to that copper. That's what's up. I'm waiting for a rapper to come with a copper chain. And he made out of his pennies. And he melted his pennies down to me.
I bet you it will happen sooner rather than later. with the way that things are going nowadays. Oh yeah, I completely feel you on that one. And the thing is that your pennies that you got at home are worth more in copper than they are in the value of the 1 cent piece, because it takes like 1 point like something 1 cents.
1.6 cents or something to make one penny.
Which makes no sense if you think about it. Now you're losing money to make money just to have fiat money, which literally has nothing behind it backing it.
Exactly. Well, everything's owed at interest to the fucking Federal Reserve anyway, if you look at American money.
Yeah, so, dollars printed with a dollar owed.
Exactly. So I don't even know why all these rappers keep throwing that stuff in the air.
Well, and speaking of rappers, throwing money.
I'm like, you dummies, hold on to that. So go buy something, man. You go throw it in the air for
there was
somebody
a,
else go buy something.
There's a rapper in the news on TMZ last week or so, and he had a stack of, I guess, like ones and shit for the strip club, and something popped off with the waitress, and he was just like, here, and he took the stack and just whipped it at the chick's face and gave her a huge black eye.
From the money?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Like, and apparently he must have chucked it pretty hard in order for her to like get as much damage as she supposedly had. Like, she's filing charges. I think it was like...
I need to know what rapper this is, man.
It was like, I want to say like J. Cole or J. Holiday.
No, it couldn't be J. Cole, man. Come on now.
I think it might be Holiday. I think it might be J. Holiday.
That's an R&B singer.
Yeah. Yeah.
J. Holiday for real, because there's a lot of women that's going to be crying. Can you do me a favor and Google that? Can you Google that? Was it? Yeah, see if J. Holiday arrested. Or you can Google rapper arrested for throwing money at stripper?
Waitress. At a strip club.
In strip club?
Yeah.
In said strip club? It's kind of the same. Who she used to dance at some point.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Waitress my foot.
Well, I know a girl personally, and she might be actually watching this, so I got to watch my tongue a little bit.
Right.
But she was telling her dad that she was waitressing at a strip club, yet she wasn't waitressing at all. She was stripping at the strip club, and her dad was driving her to work, thinking he's dropping his daughter off to waitress, yet she's getting on stage in a couple of hours. That's hardcore.
Don't comment. Wow. young people. Where the fuck is Josh put, man? Where the hell is that?
Me, Josh, Shaw Claire, and G Vine from PHS Studios was actually supposed to do a show before January 5th, before their show together. And Josh got really sick when that cold was going around, and just everybody got sick left, right, and center at the beginning of the month. So we had to postpone some shit. But Josh is, last time I spoke to him, he's doing pretty good. I was chilling with Shaw Claire last night, in fact. So we're going to have him on the podcast soon.
Hold on. Say that again. Did you hear that?
What was that?
Say that louder. We're
all among 17 strippers. Wasn't the man to lose his eye.
Did you catch that?
Dude lost his eye because 17 strippers were brawling.
He spent at it, and then the minute it got thick in there, it got thick, and then I don't wish that on anybody, man. But strippers don't play, okay?
No, they, that's for damn sure. Strippers do not play.
Strippers money, bro. She'll turn it into fucking Chun Li, bro. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you.
Oh,
you
mess
with strippers. Jay Holiday.
It was Jay Holiday? I think it was.
I don't know. We're checking. Check on Jay Holiday. I refuse to believe it was J. Cole. It was not J. Cole.
It was on TMZ.
Too much sense. It wasn't... Who?
Arrested for assaulting women with money.
Yo, it was Trey Songz.
Where the fuck did Jay come from? That's fucked up on my part. But yeah, it was Trey Songz. And when I heard that...
That's hilarious. See, I'm not gonna sit here and say I don't expect that nigga to get into some shit like that. I couldn't sit here and say that to you. Like, I totally expect him to get into some shit like that. You're like, bitch, and she's like,
apparently he like it was a big wad and he like full out baseball pitched it in her face.
Baseball pitched it in her face.
Yeah.
Nolan Ryan that shit.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Hold on. Read this shit out loud. You got it? That's hilarious.
According to police reports, Trey was involved in an altercation because of a complainant and the woman accused him of assaulting her with money.
So he got assault. She accused him of assaulting her with money after what happened? They were spouting off at each other or something in the club?
It doesn't say. It just says that she accused him of assaulting her with money.
Wow.
Wow is correct. I got a wow for that too. Wow.
Fuck.
That's messed up. Wild. Like, how does that start? Like,
you're looking for attention. I think that's how that starts.
It struck the girl's eye, causing pain to.
You know, like. It's unclear if the stripper was the stripper or not. So what is she, like a groupie undercover investigator?
No, she's probably one of them topless waitresses. That's what it is. Something in the middle. That's why they can't really confirm or deny if she was a stripper or not.
I love that. Something in the middle. I love that. Something in the middle. If she puts her titties in people's faces, or if she just walks around with them hanging out.
You see these photos that come out of Sundance this past week? They had some crazy sex part. CAA, agency.
Super agency. What happened?
They threw some crazy sex party at Sundance, and some photos got leaked to the public, and a whole bunch of their clients were just like, whoa, where did you guys come off thinking you could do this? Yet, this shit happens apparently all the fucking time, and what's funny is that the whole problem was that the photos got out because there's a club in London and a club in New York that the people work at who were performing at this sexual performance or whatever the fuck it was. Yet those are like the top celebrity clubs in those cities. So you got no problem going to the club, but because some people got some pictures out and TMZ put them up on the website, that's going to be a big issue with that.
Tisk, tisk, tisk.
And
tisk, tisk, tisk.
If you ever get any camera time with TMZ, please straighten up the fact that all Mounties do not ride fucking horses. Harvey Levin's on some whack-ass shit with that.
You know what? Harvey's a goof, but I don't even know if I'd even waste some time on the Mounties. Mounties electrocute fucking people at Vancouver Airport and kill them for no reason.
For speaking fucking Polish.
Speaking Polish.
That's all that dude did was speak Polish. And what the shitty part was his mom was waiting outside for him for that while her son was being electrocuted on the inside.
That's me, man.
That's some fucked up shit.
This is what I'm trying to say. That's what the Mounties do. And the joke is, Mounties aren't even supposed to catch slack like that for being gangster doing foolishness like that, you know?
No.
That's not their style, you know? Come on now. That's not their style. They're West Coast, bro. It's soft over here, bro.
But what I don't get about the West Coast is why do the Mounties protect Vancouver City? Shouldn't Vancouver City have their own police force, like Toronto? Like, shit, even Durham has their own police force.
Well, the OPP, I would assume, has jurisdiction, say, in, obviously, Ontario, but the Mounties, I don't even know what the hell their jurisdiction would be.
It's federal.
It's federal, but you never see them on the East Coast.
No, that's not totally true, because I lived in Bowmanville. I lived in Bowmanville. On Baseline, there is an RCMP police station, yet I had never, ever seen an RCMP officer at it.
This is what I'm saying. I don't see them.
The only time we saw them, like, Mounties come out full force was fucking for the G20 summit.
Only time.
Yeah.
Only time.
Well, shit. This is.
You know, that was a weird little time right there. That was very strange.
Well, I was actually in contact with a few of the people down at Alex Jones's operation at the time, and I had volunteered to go into the thick of it if they were gonna like bail me out if I got thrown into jail, and they pretty much said, we can't do that. We don't have the funds for that, let alone the authority to do that. But like, if you want to go and do it, you go ahead. And I was just like, nah, I ain't fucking throwing myself in the way of fucking the black bloc just to get some good fucking pictures. those dudes went off on downtown, like. I drove through downtown after it happened, and it didn't look the same. It was whack. What was that?
Right? I'm saying, like, it's like, what would you get pictures of? You getting knocked out by a cop?
Exactly.
Like, what do you need that in your life for? For Alex Jones?
They even cut off Francis D'Souza from City News. They got him trapped in the whole Kettling thing.
Poor guy.
I know.
He probably been a net gangster. He's probably never done nothing that exciting, bro. I'm telling you.
Oh, no. Except getting married. That was the most exciting thing that man did.
This is what I'm telling you, man. This is what I'm telling you. As a news anchor, you know?
Yeah.
We're all part of the 99%.
Most of us are. There's a.
You know the joke? The joke is the police forget that they're part of the 99% too, Kakas.
Well, you know who hasn't forgot that they're part of the 99%? And that's the fucking motherfucking Green Berets in the United States. 1,000 of those motherfuckers signed a letter to Obama saying, you ban guns and try and come and take our guns, we're going to fucking fight back tooth and nail, motherfucker. So the Green, you got 1,000 Green Berets. If 1,000 Green Berets were to just train 100,000 people, they could fucking easily keep hold their own in a civil war if that shit were to break out. Easily. Which I don't want to happen, but
I don't like America, man. I really don't mess with them, man. Just
We missed that last part.
I understand these guys. You know, to try and be righteous, they've always had the right to have these guns. You've always had. Pardon me?
Oh, no, we missed a part, but then it kicked in, so keep going.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not really feeling America. You know, these Green Berets, you know, they're trying to speak to the right that they've always had to bear these arms. You know, they've always, by the constitution of their country, they've always had this right to bear these arms. I get that. You almost can't argue against that. But then it's in a time where, you know, things are at the highest level of crazy. You know, school shootings, people are dying at this very, very high rate for no reason. And for them to write a letter to the president saying something like that, to me, like, I wouldn't feel very settled at all getting a
those
what? Guys if I was the president. Yet I wouldn't be scared. I'm talking about, think about that. If you were the president and you received a letter from the Green Berets talking about we're going to fight back if you try to take our guns. One, if I was the president, I wouldn't be settled. I'd be like, whoa, that's kind of, you know...
That's the thing, but Obama keeps on going on like he doesn't even give a shit. Like, you gotta.
You know what? And that's why I like this thing. That's why I like this brother. I'm telling you. That's why I like this brother, because he's talking about I don't give a what. So,
but it's not even him. It's the people who are behind him, right? You gotta look at it from that standpoint. Barack Obama right now is committing a crime by being on the UN Security Council. The President of the United States isn't allowed to hold an office while being in office. Straight up, that's in their constitution. And the Second Amendment says that they have the right to bear arms and to have a well-regulated militia. The militia system has fucking been targeted. All the new terrorist training videos from the CIA and from CSIS and all this shit, they're all white gun owner dudes who are like info warriors and the 9/11 truthers, people who are standing up for the Second Amendment, saying things about guns, promoting 3D printing of firearms to get around the Second Amendment bans and certain things like that. Now, you got to take into account, if shit were to fall apart, those militias are going to come back. Like, I don't know if you saw that program that was on where the lights went out, fucking Revolution or something. It was on City TV anyways.
I know the show.
That's exactly what happens in that. The shit falls apart and militias come back. So you got a double-edged sword with this shit. And to be Canadian and to have to kind of sit back from a distance and watch and be like, well, if shit pops off down there, we don't have very many guns in Canada to begin with. What the fuck do we do? That's the one main thing that you got to think about is what the fuck do we do? Are we going to rely on our military? Because my brother's in our armed forces, and I'm not too sure he's going to be fond of going up against, like, Americans. If they're going to be trying to come across our border and shit, that's not going to be a cool situation. It's going to be like Mexico's border on the state side. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we are pretty much at the 30-minute mark, so we're going to wrap this shit up. You got anything to plug, my dude?
Yeah. I don't have anything to plug. What do I have to plug? I think Charlie's Own comes out in March, March 1st or something like that. Maybe a film they did, directed by Michael Melsky, starring Glenn Gould. Fall of Skies, season 3, will probably be out summertime. Look out for that, everyone in the States. I'm sure Space Channel will probably catch up and air the 3rd season not too long after that.
That greenery got to you, my dude.
Pardon me?
The greenery hit you right then and there. It just stopped you dead in your tracks.
I've been smoking all day, buddy. So.
Oh, me too. I got some deadly OG Kush right now. Deadly.
Amen.
We're going to do a weed podcast. It's going to be all marijuana-based. We're going to have people come in. I'm interviewing. My next big interview is with Sam Malacy, who is a grower out in BC, and he actually runs a medical marijuana program that's opening out here. He's already got one in Abbotsford, and he's bringing one out here, and they're completely marijuana-based clinic. All marijuana-based treatments. You got, say you hurt yourself on set, you got a hurt back or sprained wrist or something, you go to this clinic, the doctor checks you out, gives you a topical cream for the pain to rub on your wrist or your back, whatever you hurt, and gives you a half ounce and sends you on your way. The doctor is going to be able to dispense. That's what we're going to be fucking talking about.
Oh man, well, I seem to be in good shape as it is, so we'll figure it out. I'd love to meet homie though. That'd be cool to talk to homie, meet him.
All right, man. Well, we'll get in setting that up. I'm gonna be in BC shortly, so maybe we can all meet up when you're out there, or if you're out this way and he's out this way, because this is where he's based now. We can all meet up and just shoot the shit in private, and then see if we all want to do a little podcast together. I'll show you his clinic.
we'll talk first.
All right, man. It was good talking. I'm going to have fun trying to fiddle with the audio on this. The Skype connection wasn't the greatest, so we're going to have to do another one soon just so that we can keep our viewers updated, because you're the pretty much the number one guest so far that we've had on, that people always ask to when's he coming back? When's he coming back? Because that squad fucking loves you. And if Ryan Keeley's show was still on, I bet you'd be on that shit again right now. But she's, I think Muff said, is moved to the Toad Hop Network. So they're not even with Death Squad anymore.
All right, well much love to the Death Squad family. Much love to everyone that supports that. You know, Red Band, you know, show me love.
Let me catch that last part again. Man.
It's all love around here, brother. I said much love to Death Squad, Red Band, Ryan Keeley. I said they showed me nothing but love when I went on their show. So I said there's nothing but love around here. So
special message out to Red Band. I'm going to be in L.A.
The connection here, I wrote.
Yeah, it is rough. It's fucking rough.
Let's cut it down, man. The connection's getting interesting, man. Let's cut that, man.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
You went out, brother. Thank you for having me on the show.
No problem, man. See you soon.
Peace.
All right, everybody. That has been our 7th episode of Spitballing with JT. I hope y'all enjoyed, just so you can... We have some pretty shitty lighting today, but we are going to have the Sam Malacy podcast in the next couple of days and get everything like that set up. And then on top of that, we're working with the girls of the My Free Cams calendar, and we're going to have them all come on and promote this calendar so that they can get My Free Cams up to... beyond what all the other sites like StreamMate and all that shit. So we'll keep you posted on that. And for all the Death Squad fans, the Death Squad fan cast is in the works. Stay tuned on my Twitter feed at Jordan_RealTalk and at Spitballin'Wit, WIT, JT, and we will keep you posted on the fan cast. And we're going to have Death Squad Iowa. We're going to have Death Squad Connecticut, Death Squad New Hampshire. We're going to have on Yuck Nasty. We're going to have as many people, and as many, we're going to have Kern on. If y'all don't know Kern Michael, what up? Holler at your boy. Everybody from the Death Squad, and a special message out to Red Band. I'm going to be in LA coming this spring, and I'm going to attempt to do my first open mic here in Toronto so that I can do my first open mic in LA. So wish me luck with that, guys. And Red Band, a special message out to you. I'm a huge fan of yours. I'm a huge fan of Joe's. I'm a huge fan of what you guys do, and everybody I know loves the podcasts that you put out, and I just want you to keep putting out that level of good workmanship, because you've actually become a somewhat of a role model, minus the drinking and urinating on your pillow as of today, which is... believe February 4th. Peace out, everybody.
Unless my awesome stress makes a stop in my chest, my life's like a car that my best boy lent. Cause when he finds me, I'll be all smashed to bed. Got the psychotic shit, cause I'm rotten beat. That I should be caged next to society. I'm a demon that be seen in the worst crimes. Be fleeing when the cops got the lights on, patrolling with the beam. I always get away, man. So confident I don't even tie my shoes. Clothes torn from the fences, I jump when I hear sirens. My whole body get raged upon. Then all they think that I'm a little punk. That I wouldn't run my missions without a pump.
Somebody call my lifeline, cause I don't wanna live.
Where I think all deranged and I sit in silence. Where violence is the key to my train of thought. Watching all the psycho movies so I can play the part. Moving swift, gotta be quick. The one in high school wasn't good enough to even stand beside your shit. Now I'm smashing glass in the form that I'm lashing back. While my palms be slashed and gashed.
I don't want no return, don't save me. Someone call my mom, tell her something crazy. Started out when my eye went lazy. Now everything each day, each way is changing.
The end now, yeah, I know it's the right time to request some help for cutting off my lifeline. And you know I have talent, you can tell by this track. Thanks, Lord, but I think it's time you have it back. Shots blocked, the drunk driving through stop signs and crosswalks. Really don't understand the meaning of feeling or any healing, cause my past aggression keeps on building. Once told only was the child that's blessed, but realize he's messed and incorrectly dressed and under arrest. One night he got some shit up off his chest. Be back to bitch, no more, no less.
I'm trying to fight my head through your head. My whole thoughts driving me crazy. Now I'm chasing suicidal thoughts is the only
drama, not my life, don't ruin me by myself. Educated on the thoughts I hold, cause I'm gonna keep holding on, telling everybody to be strong. Hey,